This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has blocked a proposed UN Security Council statement calling for an end to the crisis related to Gaza and the protection of civilians, especially children. Council diplomats said there was a midday deadline Monday for countries to comment on the proposed statement, and Washington said the United States objects to it. The proposed statement, obtained by the Associated Press, didn't name Israel or Gaza's Hamas rulers. Instead, the statement expressed grave concern at the Gaza crisis and the loss of civilian lives and casualties. The United States says it's this is a quote, engaging in intense diplomatic efforts at the highest levels to try to bring an end to this conflict. The United States announced Monday it will share an additional 20 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine with the world in the coming 6 weeks. President Joe Biden made the announcement from the White House Monday. He said the U.S. cannot be fully protected from the virus if other nations are still at risk. The doses would come from existing U.S. production of Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson vaccine stocks. The administration previously committed to share about 60 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine by the end of June. India reported a further decline in new coronavirus cases on Monday, but daily deaths remain above 4,000, and experts say the data is unreliable due to a lack of testing in rural areas where the virus is spreading fast. For months now, nowhere in the world has been hit harder than India by the pandemic. A new strain of the virus fueled a surge in infections that has risen to more than 400,000 a day in India. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Doubts are mounting about the efficacy of Russia's Sputnik vaccine. Drug regulators in the Czech Republic and in Brazil have withheld approval. Counterparts in Slovakia have also expressed doubts. European Union regulators are still assessing Sputnik for its effectiveness and safety. A former executive director of the European Medicines Agency told the Politico news site that objections raised about Sputnik by Brazil's regulatory authority would likely be taken seriously by their counterparts in Brussels. Anvisa announced on April 28th it was withholding approval because of, quote, flaws in product development, which deviate from the quality standards recommended by the World Health Organization. The United States has sanctioned more members and associates of the Myanmar military junta for their alleged role in violence against protesters demonstrating against the country's February 1st military coup. The State Department says those sanctions include members of the State Administrative Council, cabinet members, and adult children of some military officials. The new sanctions were coordinated with Britain and Canada. Those sanctioned will be blocked from all property and interests in property, quote, that are owned directly or indirectly, 50% or more by them individually, or with other blocked persons that are in the United States or in the possession or control of U.S. persons. That's a quote from the U.S. State Department. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has encouraged other nations to take similar measures against the Myanmar junta. Separately, the U.N. General Assembly will convene on Tuesday to act on a draft resolution condemning the killing of protesters by Myanmar's military. The U.N. says at least 797 civilians, including dozens of children, have been killed by security forces since the military seized control of the government on February 1st. Thousands more people have been injured. Authorities in Spain say about 3,000 Moroccans, 1,000 of whom are presumed to be minors, crossed into the Spanish Northern African enclave of Ceuta. A spokesman for the Spanish government's delegation in Ceuta said that the Moroccans swam or boarded inflatable boats on Monday to get around breakwaters that go several meters into the Mediterranean Sea from the land border with Morocco. A young man drowned, attempted the crossing. Others, including toddlers, were rescued after suffering from hypothermia. Ceuta and nearby Melilla, another Spanish territory, are seen as a stepping stone into Europe by hundreds of African migrants. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.